Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Boy, got some info for you today. I mean, you know, the holidays always create huge amounts of change and energy shift and stuff coming up and blah, blah, blah. So got an awfully lot to share with you today. So I'm going to get right into it. Basically, this is what's been going on. We've known that there's parts of us that say yes and parts of us that say no. They've expanded that understanding for us now, where literally there is a perpetrator within us, the person that has to win, the person that has to get what they want. And there's the victim within us that's saying, I can't win, I can't get what I want. Now, you can call it the bully and the bullied. You can call it the part of us that is gifted against the part of us that thinks we're not, that we don't have any gifts to offer the world. You can call it the part of us that has everything delivered to them, right? That's somewhat entitled to the part of us who feels like they have to compromise in order to be entitled and get what they want. However you want to look at it, it's us against us. And neither one of those is a creator. So as long as we're working on battling one side or another, you know, whether we're trying to survive or do something in spite of something or someone else, or working against or working to overcome, that's not what any of it's about, guys. And that's where we're stuck. That's our great challenge for 2016. Can we just be the creator? And nobody knows or understands what that experience is yet. So I have a bee in my bonnet to create a program that literally takes us into experience of being the creator. Some of us are getting glimpses of it because literally because it's Christmas and our hearts open and we go, okay, Christmas is a time to receive. I'll let myself receive, right, from the universe. And that is part of being a creator. See, we are so into self-protection. And what do I have to do to make sure I'm safe? Right? What do I have to do to make sure I don't get hurt? What do I have to do to make sure I'm respected and heard and listened to? You know, that's coming up a lot in my life from the point of view of my other business of acting. So I have a wonderful claim for you that I am the exaltation of creation. Isn't that beautiful? I am the exaltation of creation, the pure joy, the happiness, the unbounded awesomeness of creation itself. Always look into the opportunity and the clarity of where you are and can be the creator. And I want to read you this excerpt from Abraham Hicks. As you are born into these physical bodies, you experience the vibrational continuum of the generations that have come before you. Their desires, as they have lived as individuals, and their collective mass consciousness desire has emanated to the boundaryless boundaries of the universe, and law of attraction is answering all of these requests. So each generation who follows the previous generation benefits by the desires that have been exuded by mass consciousness. And I'm standing with you today to pass down into future generations that we are, and every cell and particle of our being is claiming the desire, the knowing, and the reality in this moment right now that I am the exaltation of creation. And so it is. Now, I wanted to talk about the flu today because, seriously, half the people in my life have the flu or can't participate in life because somebody they know and love has the flu. You're going to die when you read, let me read the flu or influenza from the body book. Again, this is the energetic meanings behind all illnesses. At their mercy, they have feelings of being under the influence of malevolent forces and of being weak and helpless. It may reflect the vulnerability feelings that accompany times and processes of great change. There is a fear of attack from others and of taking life in fully. They have a strong experience of lack of support and protection. They have the experience that the very worst is about to happen to them. There is a good deal of internal conflict, confusion, and susceptibility to suggestion, especially from the world of agreement or the group mind or statistical proofs. OMG. If that is not what the world, especially America, they're saying no, all of the world. It's everywhere in the world. It's expressing itself in different ways. But they're showing me the children in Aleppo right now, feeling powerless. There's many of you after this election that feel powerless. Or they're saying now, the channel, that there's many of you that feel powerful over other energy now. That's not creation. Powerful over your own energy is creation. But to use someone else's energy to feel powerful over so that you can feel powerful enough to create, you're just back to the old perpetrator victim stuff within yourself. So all of this about flu, you don't want to get the flu, know your power. Basically, that's what they're saying. Know the intrinsic power that you have as the creator of your own life. Wow. I had no idea. I thought they were two entirely different subjects that I wanted to talk about. And you see how they dovetail together. Because when you're powerful, you know you're supported by the entire universe because you create it that way. All right, is there anything else around that? All right, so we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. Want to remind everybody that the Christmas special is still on, but only through this Wednesday. Then it'll be off the table because we're shutting down for the holidays. So after Wednesday, the holidays will be closed the office will be closed. Hopefully the holidays won't. The office will be closed until the first of the year. If you want to get in, I think we've got 13 spots left. If you want to get in on the 30-minute private for $100, do it quickly. Go to imdwallace.com, sign up on the homepage, or if you get the e-blast, the link is directly on there. So we get so much done in a half an hour on these private. Everything. We get everything you're going to need to know about your question done. So I invite you to take advantage of this lovely gift. Okay, what else? Jeannie, I know you're on, so I think I'll just go to Jeannie right now. Jeannie, I will let her explain. She's had a week of challenge and she's won. Jeannie, hi, you're on, sweetheart. That's a good start.
It's a wonderful start. That's because in the hospital there is no air and it's dry. I am going to have two procedures tomorrow in the afternoon at some point in time. But I'm doing very well. I'm unhooked from everything. And it's fine.
Well, they're saying it's not only fine, Jeannie, it's great. Because you've needed to do this for a long time, and I emailed this to you, and they keep reiterating this to me. You're going to feel so much better.
Yeah, well, they said after one EKG that I had a heart attack. But, you know, you don't really know. And they have to get in there and clean out some stuff. And the aortic valve needs to have a little work done on it. So
okay.
Everything is going to be absolutely exultationally fine. Is that
Everything is that way.
That's right.
Right now in this moment, you see.
Yep.
Hold on a minute. They want me to go to heart here. This page. Here. Oh, Jeannie. Okay. So this kind of dovetails into what I was talking about at the first of the show. They feel that they have never experienced any approval from others. And it's made all of us that feel this way a little bit embittered and encased as I'm going to protect myself.
Uh-huh.
Right. So again, they talked about that in the first of the show. We are into self-protection, right? And so they are asking you to allow yourself to know. Not only do you not need approval of the universe, but you had it. You've always had it, and to allow yourself to see that in the rest of the world. So, you know, when one of us brings something in, it's for everybody. So we're accepting that we are approved, that the universe is delivered to us already. And we don't have to shut ourselves off. We don't have to shut our hearts down to protect ourselves anymore. We simply have to live in the exaltation of creation. And so it is. All right, my love.
Thank you.
You know,
that's what I've learned. Mwah! To everyone.
Yes, and everybody, tomorrow afternoon, remember the time change. Just send Jeannie, you know, some light and love. Call in the angels. Let's surround her. so that she absolutely knows she has support coming from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Thank you, darling. And you'll let me know how everything goes, okay?
Will do.
Okay,
thank
darling.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Diane in Nebraska, what's up with you?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call today. Well, I've gotten to the point in my life where I realize now that a regular job isn't for me and it's time to get my creative work out there. And I've got a couple leads on literary agents for my novel, but I'm most passionate about this TV sitcom pilot I created. And I had an agency in L.A. request it from my attorney. We sent it, didn't hear back. But now I'm open to any guidance spirit wants.
Okay, Diane.
Hanging my head against the wall.
They're saying there's two things you're out of alignment about. That you need to get into alignment so that you can allow this. First of all, one is approval.
Okay.
You see, when we need approval, it limits our power.
Okay.
You can understand that, right?
Right.
So you're not, God, I had a deja vu of this. This is weird. You're not sending your script out to hope people approve of it. And this goes for your work across the board.
Okay.
By the way, you're sending your script out knowing absolutely that it's brilliant and that it's time that this work gets out and affects people.
Okay.
So you can feel the difference in that, right? Between,
yeah.
Oh my God, I hope I get it. I hope I get they're playing that song from Chorus Line for me, right?
Right.
Gee, I hope I get it is different than I know I have it because I am the creator, right? And so that's the state of beingness that you want to send everything out from. That's
okay.
The energy that needs to carry your work out. And of course, they're talking about everybody here, no matter what your work is. You're knowing that your creation is worthy to be taken out into the world has got to come from you first. Okay, then the second thing, we're going to the sheets and we're going to a core belief. Core belief, right? Yeah. Hold on here. Here. 16, 18, 19, we're going to 20. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or everyone else has to abandon me, and they're showing me your mother. So, how did your mother give you this belief that love meant not being there for you?
Well, she just never was there for me. The ironic thing was she watched television as opposed to parenting me, so... I just didn't feel I had her love or support.
Okay. So you see how you combine television?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you see how you combine television with love? She
yes.
watched television, and now I'm trying to do television. But
right.
I've got this it's almost a jealousy, but it's an anger toward television because it took your mother's love away from you?
Right.
Okay, so it didn't. It was just an inanimate object sitting there, and she chose to use it. So you've got to realize now that that's not what your purpose is by getting your things onto TV. It's not to take love away from anybody. It's to give entertainment and
right.
education out there, and then it's up to them if they choose to participate in it. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah,
telling me you sort of kind of get it, but you don't get it all the way. You have connected the TV with taking away love. or a lack of love. You can't hold that subconscious connection and expect to be successful in television.
Do you have any guidance how to get rid of that? Is that something to contemplate in meditation?
No, you just go, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was there. That's it for that one.
Okay.
Because my intention is to get this successfully created on television. So I'm going to love TV. I'm going to know that TV does great things for people. I'm going to know that my work is going to take love out into TV land, not take it away, but take it out into, you know. So can you feel the power behind that or not? If you can't feel the power behind it, you're not allowing yourself to shift. And that is how you abandon yourself.
I can a little bit because I'm very passionate about this particular project, and I know it will help people, as television has helped me before through certain things.
Okay, so can you just love TV? That's the simplest question. Can you just love TV?
Okay.
Okay. So what's the greatest thing TV's ever given you? You see, this is, they're taking us through a process for everybody here, whatever your question is. So what's the greatest thing that TV's ever given you, the greatest positive emotional experience?
It gave me laughter again at a time when I didn't have any laughter.
Okay. Love it. That's a pretty powerful force that can do that. And I used to tell my acting students that acting and writing are modalities of film and TV are the greatest healers in the world. We make people cry when they can't and feel when they won't, laugh, like you just said, at times in their life when they can't find any laughter. We are great healers, those of us who write, act, produce, and get movies like Collateral Damage out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So love the process and love all of the technical things that get the process out for the masses to shift with, Diane.
Okay.
Then when you value yourself, you absolutely come forward and honor yourself in every way. Then you're the exaltation of creation. Okay, baby?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
You bet. Boy, that was so important for all of us. We're just going to balance all that, invoking the symbol, the formula. The symbol is the me symbol. Just think of the word me. I'm going to try and figure out a way to get it on the e-blast for you. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. If you want to know more about the symbol and the formula, it's offered on imdwallace.com. Okay, we're going to Phyllis. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's up?
Oh, great. Yeah, you know, I sort of had this revelation that, you know, I've been having this cough, and I just want to get clarity because I used the pendulum, and it seemed like it was maybe the down comforters and things. There was just stagnant air or something. But anyway, I just cleared all that stuff out of my house. So,
okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to the body book. Thank God I brought it in today.
Okay.
Cough and stuff like that, anything in your chest is usually about grief. But let's look. Coughing. Are we going here? Guilt grabbing. They have guilt over assumed accountability for negative events, desires, thoughts, and outcomes. So what do you think you're guilty about?
I don't know. Maybe it's just kind of, I feel maybe it's just up to now. It's the last jobs I had. I felt like I didn't stand up for myself or hold myself in my power.
Yep.
And yeah, there's a little bit of shame or something. It's like, God, what happened? I just kind of got caught up in this being bullied or whatever it was.
Yep. Interesting, taking that back into, you see, so what Phyllis is doing now is what we all do, and I want to tie this back into the first of the show. She's being her own perpetrator and her own victim. Why didn't I? I should have stood up. I should have talked my truth, and I didn't. Now I get to play the victim because of that, and I keep berating myself instead of going, okay, you know what, over, done with, gone, let's move on. What do I want to create?
I thought I had done that, but I'm holding on.
That's a true statement. But when was the last time a thought surfaced about what had gone down around that?
Oh, probably yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you haven't let it go, have you?
No.
Yeah. See, oftentimes I stop myself and go, and here we are again, thinking the same thought about those assholes or whatever.
So,
you know, I try. You got to get your sense of humor back about it, Phyllis. It's like, oh, okay, so I took that test. I got a B. I would like to have gotten an A. Got a B. Moving on, you know, to the next class. This isn't going to keep me out of graduating into my life. It's just another, you know, this show that I'm doing right now. It's just another experience in my acting career. Do I wish I could have created me happier around that? Yeah. But I didn't. So I got to move on.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, we just keep ourselves in that non-creation place, Phyllis.
Yeah, I wasn't really conscious I was doing that. So thank you for, it's like you're doing it, but then sometimes it's like.
I know. That's why, my intention in the first of the year, now that this show is down, is to get very quiet, because I see everybody, well, almost everybody, in the healing arts, the spiritual arts that we're participating in, that don't really get it. And that, see, the moment you had just now is the moment they are saying and encouraging all of us to challenge ourselves into walking the talk in this next year. I'm going to tell you, you know, guys, things are happening so fast, and they're going to start happening even faster. You're going to see masses of change. You're going to be hit with surprises every day. And those of us who accept, adapt, and keep creating are the people that are not going to be freaked out about all this, because we know it's just creation in overtime now. And are we going to participate, or are we going to feel like we are being victimized by a perpetrator, or are we going to move in to the perpetrator ourselves and say, you're freaking not going to do this to me. I'll get you. I'll show you. Neither one of those places is an energy you create from. You're in reactionary energy. So go back. Everybody find the last thought that you had about those SOBs, or I wish they hadn't, or if that hadn't happened, I'd be, or, you know, if this had happened, I'd have more money, blah, 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 blah. Those are all perpetrator-victim thoughts. And that means you're not still creating. This is what they're trying to get us, and you can't get it from your head, guys. You cannot understand this from your mind because, as in the Abraham Hicks thing that I read, our former generations didn't have a clue that they were desiring to create this state of mind. They were trying to get by, trying to survive, trying to be happy, trying to live under religious rule, trying to be good little girls and boys. They didn't. Do you understand? We are one of the first generations, and now they're showing me Atlantis and stuff. Very briefly, there has been other societies that have been aware of what we are asking ourselves to accept right now. So rise to the occasion. It's freedom. It is freedom from fear to know that you have the ability to. All right, I'll give you a good example. So this show is coming to an end, and my plan is to move on and do something else in my career, right? And then I heard myself think the thought, oh, my God, but this money is so great. What if, and I literally stopped myself in the middle of that thought, and I went, wow, be aware of what you're doing, Dee, right now. You're thinking a thought that says, wow, maybe I can't create again. Maybe I can't create what I want. And look back over your life, Deanna. When have you never been able to create being secure in this world, even when you were 7 years old in a family of insecurity? I am inviting you to all live that conscious right now, to be that conscious of where your thoughts are taking you. Because that's the stuff that's still running us and keeping us out of creation. Are you with me, Phyllis? Because I get you are.
I am. I wanted to say, you know, what's something, the comedy in this is like, it has to be the down comforter. So it started this, and I eliminated wheat, dairy, and I forget what else, corn and whatever else, wheat, dairy, whatever, those things you eliminate. But it's kind of funny because it actually started moving energy in me physically to, like, start getting more organized and this and that. And I felt a lightness by just doing that, but I kind of still felt like something else was still there. So thank you for helping me.
Well, I get this is the core thing. And when you get to the core thing, it should resolve itself. We both want the highest information. We're asking the right questions. Yes. So you have seen a doctor also, right, about this? Okay.
Yeah.
And they said what?
They don't know. They just like, well, it might be environmental and I don't know. Maybe you need to take wheat out of your diet. And
yeah, that's your answer for everything right now because it's in. You know, we were joking on the set that if you look back the last 10 years, you could see what was in the health industry by what was on the craft service table. It's so funny. So funny. You know, we'd get signs on craft services, non-soy, and now there's non-gluten, right? And now it's all organic. And I mean, you know, guys, I want you to look at a lot of your parents and grandparents who are living into their 90s rather successfully and in fairly good health. My God, we ate worms. We played in the dirt. Nobody washed their cabinets off with Clorox every day. Our bodies learned how to live with viruses and bacteria and fight them. Germophobics can't learn that. Your bodies can't learn that, right? I don't know. I'm off on a tangent there because of what you say. You know, they just don't know.
They know.
So when we get to a place and there's nothing more powerful than your body breaking down to make you go, what the hell is this about? When you have gotten all the signs to look at it before and you haven't, right?
Yeah.
So I get this is, and literally this is the core of most illnesses, this lack of power. I don't have any power, which breaks down my immune system and allows me to be susceptible to the things that are out there all the time anyway. Why do you think there's 100 people on the cast and crew of a set and 30 of them get deathly ill, and then what you hear is everybody's got the flu? I want you to hear that statement. Oh, my God, people are dropping like flies. Everybody's got the flu. Well, there's your thought. And if you don't catch it, you're going to be one of the 31. That's how it works. Thanks, Phyllis, for bringing that in,
thanks,
baby. Please keep me posted, will you? In about a week. In about a week.
What's
and
that?
Then, now they're giving me the word humidifier. Are you using a humidifier?
No. Yeah,
okay.
It's dry here.
Yeah,
desert.
Try a humidifier because you came from a climate where there was a lot more moisture.
Yeah, and I was coughing there too.
Well, that's what they're showing me. I mean, I almost clicked you off, and they said tell her to try a humidifier.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, and who's up? Wahahaha. Karen in Toronto. Hi, what's up?
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Interesting. I had a conversation with my son last night, and I just had this thought that I noticed that every time I was in a state of joy and or excited about anything, that I had that inner talk that took me right down again. And I thought, I never noticed it before. And so he asked me just, you know, randomly, he said, is it your voice or is it someone else's voice? And it really set me back. Like, I mean, made me think. Just wondered what you thought of that.
Well, I think he's and you are bringing up this belief, and this is the second time in the show, so everybody better look at it. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or when I value myself, everybody else abandons me. But we're dealing with the first one on this show because we have to value ourselves to be the creators of our life. We have to value ourselves, first of all, to want to, and then to know that it's possible for us to. So anytime then you go into the state of joy, you have to abandon yourself and bring back the old BS. And you want to turn that around, Karen? No, when I value myself, I come forward for myself every way. I live in the exaltation of creation. I always am there for me. When I find a thought I don't want to become reality, I'm there for me. When I feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know whether I can do this, I'm there for me, reminding me that I'm the creator and that I have the power to move forward here. Do you understand?
I do. That's
does
deep.
It resonate with you?
It does.
Sure resonates with me, baby. Look how all of us, and we don't physically know each other, how we are putting together this amazing information today. Powerful last live show of the year. and they're wrapping it all up for us. It's exciting. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. Wonderful holiday season. Love you.
Yeah, you too. Oh, my gosh. It is. This is our last live show. I want to remind you that the shows on Christmas and on New Year's will be new shows. They are recorded private sessions that are very powerful that I've kept for this. So they will be new material. If you don't listen on Christmas or New Year's, make sure you hear them in the archives or on iTunes or all those other fabulous places we are. Okay, Coral in Washington. Dude, what's up?
Oh, in Wisconsin, correct?
Oh, yes. What did I say?
Washington.
Oh, wow. Not a mistake either. Whatever you're going to ask has to do with Washington and everything that's going on there. So, what's up?
Well, the whole first of the show, you totally nailed my first question. Because it was literally, I can see myself fighting myself. I have these gifts that I want to bring out, but yet something's holding me back from it.
You.
And when you said, yes, when you said the exaltation, all of a sudden it was like exhale. It's like you're taking all this information and all this learning and all these experiences in, and it's time, and the movie Waiting, the exhale, it was like exhale, let it out.
Yes, I love it. Exhale your creation. Oh, I love it.
Is there anything else around that I'm not seeing?
Well,
I feel like that was a huge part of it.
It's a huge part of it. And they want to remind us that you want to exhale out into the universe the charge of the creation that you want. You don't want to exhale doubts, you know, and fears. And the exaltation is the joy of the idea. Right? So
Yes. You
have a script, you have a book, you have a website, you have an idea for a healing practice. Feel into the joy and the exaltation of that and exhale that out as the charge that starts everything.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting here trying to absorb how they're putting together this understanding of, you know, because we've talked all year about be the charge, right? And sending out the positive charge. But I'm getting it in a whole new different expanded way, not different, but expanded. And I can feel into it. And that's what I want for all of us, this amazing feeling into the truthfulness of who we are and the power of who and the joy of who we are. They're going joy to the world, right? You are, each of us is joy to this world, guys. Unless we question that we are.
Exactly.
Yeah, the universe celebrates and sends exaltations. Oh, my God, I've got to share this with you guys. So on my birthday, and thank you all, by the way, for all your beautiful birthday wishes. So just so appreciated. But I woke up and I felt really bizarre, and I needed to get quiet, and I thought, I feel my mom all around me, and I thought, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to meditate about being born, and what my mom, that connection with my mom was, right? And I went into this really deep place, and I saw me being born, and as I was being born, they were playing the Hallelujah chorus in the universe. And I was so overwhelmed and moved by this. And I went, wow, when I was born, the whole universe, the whole world sang the Hallelujah chorus. And then that night, I get an e-card from my brother. And it's this gospel group singing praises for you, Deanna, on your birthday, you know. And underneath it, he says, hallelujah for the day you were born. I mean, How much clearer can the universe say that to me and that I'm saying that to you? Can we quit playing this perpetrator victim BS stuff within ourselves and allow us to accept that the whole world is singing hallelujah for who we are? It's beautiful, huh, Coral? You can feel that, right?
Totally.
Yeah. It's just, wow, I'm going to let myself be as special as I am. I've just been in the way because everybody told me that wasn't okay. Well, I'm going to tell myself now that it is. And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Oh, I have one more question.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. I just want a quick on the diabetes and the eczema. What is my body trying to tell me? I'm kind of lost.
Part of it is food-based, Coral.
Okay.
But the it's – those are the highest words. I'm hearing the highest. We're asking the right question. The holding in of anger. So what are you angry about? And they're showing me you as a very little girl. So this has been going on. Hold on. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
Dances with Wolves.
Okay. Well, we're back to, do you have to fight to be the winner? You've been fighting all your life trying to win. That's not creating. Stop fighting against yourself, because when you fight to win, guys, you're fighting against yourself. Create. What do you want? And start with joy. Okay?
Okay. I know you say fighting against myself, but what I'm feeling is like, it's almost like I've been fighting to be me, and this really stems from my family.
Yes. Yes, but it's not theirs to carry anymore. We've all been fighting to be who we are, thinking that it was up to the permission from somebody else. So we've been in within us going, I want to be, oh, I can't because. I want to be, oh, no, I'm too afraid because. I want to be, well, I don't know how because.
Okay, that's exactly what you said
yeah.
in the very beginning.
And that's what we've all been doing. Instead of going, I can, I am, I'm going to right now create what I want. There are no more excuses because that's me being the victim.
Okay, now, a couple calls ago when I had talked to you, you had said it was about being enough, and I've been really working about I am enough.
Which is why this information is coming out for you now. This is just a more expanded version of that. You can't be enough if you've been saying to yourself, I can't be because of them.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Guys, go into the new year forgiving and letting go of anything your family ever did, taught you that was limiting, did to you, modeled for you. They cannot help you. And you keep looking for them and what they've already done to not affect you anymore. It's not going to work. You are not creating when you do that. Look away from them. They did the best they could. They brought you in. Their responsibility there stopped. Can you just let it go? And bless him and move on. Thanks for bringing me into the world. Now it's up to me. Just start there for the new year. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Now, there was a lot of clarity in that call. I hope you guys are not doing 40 things and listening. Hey, Lee in Los Angeles, you're on.
Happy Christmas, Lee.
You too, darling.
Yay.
What's up?
Yay. I just want to say thank you, and voila, it is done.
I love that. I love that, and it is. Unless, of course, you have a belief that it isn't. So let's start the new year with the new belief that it's done, because I truly embody the exaltation of the Creator I am. You know, if you're going to make New Year's resolutions, write down what you want, look at it, and go, and it's up to me. I'm not waiting for the universe to just drop it out of the sky for me, right? Exactly. I'm working with the universe because I have to be the director so the universe can respond. Do you understand?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Good.
Live the vision. Just live it. Live.
You bet.
Live.
You bet.
Thank you.
Love you so much, honey. Happy holidays.
I love you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too, baby. And we're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, honey. What's up? Patty, are you there? Not hearing anything. Doggone it. Okay. I don't think I'll have time to come back. Anna in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi. Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was just wondering if there's anything that I need to be aware of that's making me get this sense of lack.
Well, sweetheart, it's a lack in your own creation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, if you know what to do and you don't move on it, then you're going to feel not capable. Then you're going to go, well, why can't I? And you're asking the wrong question.
Okay,
because
so what's
you
the
can.
Right question, yeah.
You can. The right question is, how can I?
Right.
What do I
how
need to
I?
What I need to move on? And
right.
They're saying, Anna, you've gotten all the answers,
right?
But you don't take the action, and you're in fear of taking the action.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My experience is that I attempt to take the action, and it seems like I'm either afraid to take the action, or I feel helpless to take the action.
Well, and both of those, you see, you're playing out the victim really well.
Okay.
If you would just take some action,
mm-hmm.
You could move into a more powerful experience of being the creator.
Okay, great.
But right now, you're in fear of taking the action because you go, well, what if I can't? Well, you're never, ever going to move out of what if I can't if you don't take the action. Guys, you know, if any of you have ever seen me talk, I do a very funny bit about walking out the door. And there's the door, and we know we have to walk out the door, but we sit and discuss it with ourselves for about 4 or 5 years. Why shouldn't I walk out the door? Well, maybe there's something on the other side I don't like. Well, what if I'm too old? What if I'm too thin? What if they won't like me if I walk out the door? And so we sit and we go back and forth and back and forth, perpetrator, victim, and we never walk out the door. Walk out the door, Anna. You have all the answers about what you need to do.
Great.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. You bet. We have to do this really quickly, Paula.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to confirm that. I wanted to say happy birthday too.
Thank you, darling.
And also to send good wishes to Jeannie. You know, love and golden and pink light.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. But I just wanted to confirm the process, like for this creation. Because I had this thing happen where I got a ticket in the mail from a photo. The old reaction would have been mad and them and all this stuff. And instead I'm going, you know, I kind of flip it around and I'm just like, you know, smoothly, you know, not having resistance and thinking what, you know, I'm going to take full responsibility for it. And, you know, then I'm just going to, you know, I have in my mind the outcome that I want and I'm going to, you know, proceed with it. But just stay in this calmness and not, you know, like a smooth pond with no ripples.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah, and just feel like I'm navigating through the, you know, life that way. It's just a state of being instead of, you know, and you still do, but it's not like the frenetic and, you know, fight or flight kind of do. Yeah.
Yep, you got
and
it.
It's like a new, yeah.
Yeah,
it
feels almost like you're not doing anything because that fight within yourself it just isn't there.
Exactly. It's like, and I, all this resistance, what started it is I had this bump on my finger, you know, it's like a, you know, from arthritis or something. And it's like, to me, reflecting resistance.
Yep.
And yeah. And I'm like, okay, now how do I, you know, just let it all go? It's all the belief systems and just let them all go. And just what do I want?
Yep. And just be very clear, move into love and joy. And hold your focus on what you want. And
absolutely.
And you're right. Wherever there's resistance, there's judgment.
Yep.
And, you know, that's at the core of, I was experiencing a lot of heartburn. And I got to what it was with the body book and a little bit of testing. Soon as I got to it, I said, well, screw this. This isn't worth it. Not going to break my body down by doing this. Soon as I did that, it all went away.
Yeah.
Not kidding. When you get to the core of something and you go, it's kind of like, I'm mad, and I'm not going to do this anymore to myself. Right?
Exactly.
Except we don't need the anger to do it. We need the love and the joy and the choice. That's all we need, guys, for the new year. Okay?
Yep. To take responsibility, but it's like an empowering kind of thing. It's not like a judgment kind of thing. Oh, you have to do this.
Oh,
like,
no.
I accept this.
It's a creation kind of thing. Yippee, this is what I want. I'm creating it right now. Not looking to anybody else or anything else. I'm just focused on my creation. You got
it. And just move on. Yep. Float
move
through.
On.
Yes. Yeah.
Move on into your creation. Awesome. Thanks for wrapping that up for us.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy, Happy New Year. Again, if you want to take part in this Christmas special that I offer every year, you need to do it by Wednesday. The office will be closing down. We will not be on emails. through until we come back, I believe it's the 3rd of January. We all need some time off, especially Miss Joni. So I love you. What a year it has been together. We have been so incredibly powerfully creating this expansion of understanding. Until we meet again in person, live, in 2017, love yourself. Love yourself. And love yourself more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.